You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. A vaccine trial shows promise, China faces new lockdown measures, and employers consider tracking technology. Here's what you should know. In March, the first coronavirus vaccine to be tested in people was delivered in 2 doses to 8 people. The manufacturer of the vaccine, Moderna, announced Monday that the vaccine appears to be safe and was able to stimulate an immune response in those patients, but more testing will need to be done to understand the vaccine's effectiveness. It will now move to the next phase, a human trial of 600 people. Following the country's attempt to reopen, some 108 million people in China's northeast region are abruptly returning to lockdown conditions as infections rise once again. In some places, the measures are even more strict than they were originally, with one city closing off any infected patients and only allowing one person from each family to purchase essentials for 2 hours every 2 days. Wearable beacon technology has been used in the past to map the movement of people and products and help businesses become more efficient. But now that same technology could be used by employers to help enforce social distancing or to decipher the high-touch areas where disinfecting measures should be focused. Finally, here's today's one question. Are there any treatments for COVID-19? At the moment, there's no definitive treatment for COVID-19. Some researchers are investigating chloroquine, the malaria drug touted by President Trump, but there's little evidence that it's a viable treatment. Others are looking into the antiviral remdesivir, or CRISPR. Vaccine development is also underway. For the time being, generic drugs could prove helpful to those battling COVID-19. Blood from recovered patients is also promising, though getting it to those in need is a challenge. Most of all, it's important to remember that finding treatments takes time, and there are a lot of dubious theories circulating online. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.